From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Is the Stephen Roy podcast, and I am he, Stephen Roy. It is Saturday, April 19th, Saturday, April 19th, the year of our Lord 2025. Yes, I am Stephen Roy, and it is the day before Easter. So before I lose you, happy Easter. We got a new Rumble for ya. And we'll play some great music for you. We'll make it an Easter show. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's go ahead and start with the Rumble. And we've got a lot to talk about today, as always, including news about radio stations that attempt to get the Stephen Roy but fail. Dee's here. She likes to hear stuff about that. Dee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk about that and so much more. Hey, thank you so much to everyone who watched the Rumble this week. There was more than usual. A lot of traffic going from my ex to Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio. I think there was like over 300 people that did that. So thank you so much for supporting the Rumble and for listening to this podcast. Thanks to Dishnut Pat and the Dishnuts for broadcasting it on Radio Free Dishnuts. Thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. Got my sparkling water already queued up here. I guess I need to turn on the ring light before I start the Rumble. Dee's looking for gift bags. She only has about 10,000 in here. Not exaggerating. She doesn't want to talk. Some people could never be in broadcasting because they're shy. I didn't plug in my iPad and it's down to like 60%, so I just did it. All right, let's do the Rumble. So if you want to join me on the X, you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Have 7,039 followers at the moment. Thank you so much. If you followed me there, as long as you don't say anything crazy, you can join me on the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio. All right, let's do the Rumble. Welcome to the Rumble for Saturday, April 19th, 2025. I am your host with the most, Stephen Roy. Forgot my had my earphones on there. It looks better without them, don't I? You know, I didn't even bring my hearing aids. Oh, well, I'll survive. So, what's happening in the world today? Well, unless you've been living under a rock, a lot has happened this week. We have leftist Dems celebrating the murder of a young white man. That's right, celebrating the murder of a young white man.
Well, there's just, you know, circumstances you don't know about.
Really? So you jam a knife in a dude, and you murder him, you kill him, and he's probably not even 18 years old? And that's justified? No, it is not. They were arguing over where to sit at a track meet. You think that's worth murdering somebody?
Well, he laid his hands on me, so I should be able to murder him.
Isn't it amazing how these crazy people glorify a murderer? It's like the murderer that murdered that healthcare CEO. No, sorry, dude. You are not justified and walking up to some dude and shooting him in the back. That's called first-degree cold-blooded murder, and you deserve the death penalty for that. It's called an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That's exactly what it is. So we talked last week about, do you have to be West Texas tough to live in West Texas? The answer is yes. There is wind and dust here. So if you can't handle that, you can't live in West Texas.
There's nothing in West Texas.
Really? Let me tell you something. After D and I win the Powerball tonight, we could go to a show every week in West Texas. That's how many shows there are. At our historic theater, at the Buddy Hall Hall, the Buddy Holly Hall, that's a lot of halls. And we could go there and see. I mean, I told you about when we saw Joe Coy there. Oh my gosh. I laughed till I thought I was gonna pass out. That's how funny it was. And my stepdaughter and son-in-law were there. Dee and I laughed until we couldn't laugh no more. I mean, I had snot like coming down my nose. I brought one Kleenex and I'm like, trying to dab all the snot. It was great. So there is a lot to do in West Texas. But guess what? You have to get off your A and do it, right? Well, hey, we have all the infrastructure of a big city, yet it's like a small town where we live. So I really like that. Now, I saw a radio job in Southeast Alaska. I'm not living in Southeast Alaska again. It's beautiful. I mean, you could buy a house for a reasonable price right on the water. I had a house overlooking the ocean. You think I would have not taken that for granted. But who was taken for granted was Stephen Roy, because they were paying me $24,000 a year to live in Southeast Alaska. I mean, the only reason I survived is because my ex-wife was an IT person and she had a job probably making more than me. And so, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous that you think you can pay someone small market wages in a high cost area to live. That would be like making $24,000 a year in New Yorkistan or Dallas or Los Angeles or Houston. I'm not working for slave wages. Had a guy just contact me yesterday and he said, he wanted me to come to BFE East Texas. And it's like, dude, you don't even have live on air people on your radio stations. I looked at him. He had a 1 hour of live programming every day. And that was a show that you see on a lot of radio stations. And that can be the most popular show in your entire market. When I lived in Southeast Alaska, Problem Corner was the number one show in town. We might have charged like $20 for an ad any other time of the day. That time of the day, we charged $45 an ad. And mind you, this was in 2003, 2004. Mind you, because that was the most popular show in town. They say nothing ever left Sitka. It only got really rotated between people. I had a yard sale before I left Sitka. And made like $1,200. There was like a line out to the road of people wanting to buy stuff. I sold a big old armoire. I sold an island that I think I paid like $450 for that. I don't even remember the website. It wasn't Amazonian. That didn't even exist in 2002. When did I go there? 2004. That didn't even exist. So I ordered it from some website. It cost me $450 to ship it there by UPS. So everything's expensive there. I spent so much money to move there, I got a $10,000 tax refund. And that's the only time in my life that the IRS actually threatened to audit me. I had receipts for every single dollar that I spent. So it was totally justified. I wasn't audited. It cost $1 bazillion for the mover. They came to my house with a container in Bend, Oregon, loaded everything in the container. It only took like half the container, two-thirds of the container. Then they took plywood and blocked off the rest of the container. Then that was taken by truck to Seattle, taken by barge to Haines, Alaska. No, it was taken by barge to Sitka and then taken by truck. That container was put on a trailer. It was probably on the barge on a trailer. It was towed to my house. But then I was going to move to the interior, which was so stupid to take a job as general manager of a small market radio station in the Alaska interior without even going to look at it. You want to talk about remote? You think Southeast Alaska is remote? The Alaska interior is way remote. So I took this job. I lasted 3 days, and I knew it was a mistake. When I realized it, I cried, and I said to my ex-wife, I said, we have got to get out of here. I said, we can't stay here, or we won't be able to leave. So the trailer, the container went from Sitka to Seattle. Then it was trucked. I think it was trucked from Seattle to, no, it went by barge from Sitka to Anchorage. Then it was trucked to, I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, to move your stuff to interior Alaska, it's about $1 a pound. Was it $10 a pound? I think it was $10 a pound. Now, mind you, this is 2004, okay? So I'm not, the point of all these stories is this. I'm not making that mistake again. I'm not going to go to work for a small market and make nothing. I see the computer is wigging out again. So I'm going to turn this up and turn it down. Turn this up and turn it down. Yeah, it's better now. Did you see there was no audio on the top line? It's not the computer. There's some kind of audio cable problem. Could be my compressor, limiter, expander. I don't know. Anyway, my point is, unless you're willing to pay me a large market, major market wages in a small market, I'm not going there. Okay? Why? Why would I do that? You know, I'm not 20-something. I'm not 30-something. I'm not going to make that mistake again. Live and learn. All right. Let's go to the Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's my Twitter, at Stephen Roy Radio. Quit clicking on that, Stephen. And click on replies. Oh, we have 7,039 followers before. Did I say that earlier? It changes so often. I think they purge things. They purge like bots and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you know, sometimes I'll repost something and it's actually part of a larger post, but you don't see it if you respond. Now I had one post on the X that had 60 something thousand views. 60 something thousand for me is big time viral. And one of the things that we've talked about a lot on the X is how the ununited Kingdomistan is being destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And one of my friends here on the X called it UKistan. And that's a great way to say it. I didn't even think about that, UKistan. And he is so right. I've called Ukrainistan is where that war is with Russia. And I'm glad we've stopped funding it, because when half the money disappears, when half the arms end up on the black market, much of which ends up with Mexican cartels. Now, can you imagine that? Arms that we make goes to Ukrainistan and then back to the Mexican cartels? I mean, that's just, imagine that, being killed with your own weapons. It's disgusting. And here's a dude in Kanadistan talking about how we need to do away with freedom of speech. Well, it is so bad in the UK. I think Ireland is also going through the same thing. Irelandistan. They are jailing people for a meme. They are jailing people for a post on the Bookface or on X. People get more jail time for a post on the interwebs than they do for rape. 1 in 10 women in the ununited Kingdomistan is being raped. 1 in 10. That is not okay. And I saw a great post. Was it about Kanadistan or was it about Ireland? I saw Conor McGregor on Tucker Carlson. You got to check that out. Check that out at Tucker Carlson's X. You got to watch those podcasts that he does. They're absolutely awesome. And
I think they were talking about the UK. It could have been Irelandistan. Don't remember. Not important. The point is, they are appointing people to cabinet positions, and it's nothing but politics. Nothing but politics. When you appoint someone to a cabinet position that has no experience in that position. Look, Pete Hegseth is our Secretary of Defense. Secretary Hegseth has a vast amount of experience. He's a United States Marine, right? That qualifies you to be in the Secretary of Defense. Dr. Oz was just sworn in yesterday. He's in charge of Medicare. And was it Medicare and Medicaid? I think so. Dr. Oz is a doctor. I can't believe I don't remember his name. You remember the past? Under the Trump administration, the Director of Health and Human Services? The Secretary of Health and Human Services? I'm sorry, doctor, I don't remember your name. It's terrible. Terrible. The point is, you have to appoint people that have experience. Robert F. Kennedy knows more about healthcare than some you know, hack that doesn't know anything. It's just incredible. Incredible. All right. Have you seen our press secretary? She is awesome, isn't she? She's great. And she's only like 20-something. And she's just incredible. So here's this guy. I'm not going to mention his name. He's the leader of Canada's Socialist New Democratic Party. Now, there's an oxymoron. Hey, if you're a socialist, you're not democratic. Socialism is defined as government control of everything. That's what it is. Government can't do anything right. It can't do it right in Kanatistan. Can't do it right in the United States. It's not going well in the ununited Kingdomistan. They've abandoned a lot of that in the Netherlands. Used to be they had nationalized health care. In a country that small, it didn't work. It's certainly not working under the NHS. It's certainly not working in Kanatistan. Why do you think that the number one places for heart surgery, number one place is Detroit? Because people come from Toronto and go to Detroit to get their heart surgery because they don't want to wait for 2 years. So there you go. Government can't do anything right. The only thing the government's job is national defense. And securing our borders is national defense. Yes, it is. I said, this dude is jackbooting right alongside his communist comrades. They going to arrest citizens for speaking out, just like the ununited Kingdomistan? Bye-bye, Kanatistan. Bye-bye. 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 Yes. I post some great stuff on the X. You'll have to check it out at Stephen Roy Radio. This is a great post that Peter posted. I don't think Peter follows me. I will follow him, and if he doesn't follow me, I will unfollow him. But Peter said, this is about the Green New Schlemiel. Steel and plastic wind turbines now blight every landscape and seascape on Earth. Wind energy is not free and it's not cheap. Just one wind turbine costs $2.6 to $4 million and stands 240 meters high. That's like 300 feet high. Complex gears usually can't match frequencies and can break down within 7 years. All wind turbines are replaced within 20 years. And then this is a great meme. It says, I am green. Talking about wind turbines. I am green. I'm made of oil. I need oil to lubricate my gears. Do you know it takes 40 quarts of oil? Or is it 40 gallons? 40 gallons sounds more right. 40 gallons of oil to change the oil. The reason why I say 40 gallons sounds right is because I had a Ford Expedition with a 6.2 liter power smoke. And it took 15 quarts of oil to change the oil on that. So 40 quarts of oil sounds a little low. Maybe it's 400 quarts of oil. A wind turbine needs oil to lubricate the gears. My plastic is toxic and can't be recycled. So, the blades on a wind turbine are fiberglass. They cannot be recycled. You know what they do with them? They bury them in a landfill, and they have to be replaced. They do not last forever. I kill hundreds of birds. Why is it okay for a wind turbine to kill millions of birds every year? Yes, millions of birds are murdered by wind turbines. You know, if you have a solar farm, you know, for example, I remember in Barstow, California, when I went to the Marine Corps Supply Depot is in Barstow. And right outside the depot, there was an experimental solar farm that used mirrors that focused the sun on a central tower. That central tower had a brine solution in it that produced steam. So the sun reflected, heated that brine solution, and that brine solution made steam, and the steam powered a turbine to generate electricity. Well, that was small. They're now doing those on an industrial scale where the mirrors are probably several hundred acres of mirrors. Guess what happens when a bird flies through that beam of sunlight focused on the tower? That's right, it's incinerated. Nobody seems to worry about bald eagles and all the other majestic birds that are fried, that are sliced and diced. It's like a giant Ginsu knife. That's what a wind turbine is. No, I don't see leftist idiots strapping themselves to wind turbines to stop bird murder. For every $100 spent on the maintenance and installation of a wind turbine, only $70 of energy is produced. So for every $100 it takes to produce a wind turbine, only $70 of energy is produced. So they're not money makers. If the government stops subsidizing wind turbines, they will stop building them. They will abandon them. And that's a fact, Jack. So, the energy from a wind turbine is more expensive than any other sources of energy. That's right. So, do you know that solar farms that are photovoltaic, and I'm sure the ones that reflect sunlight, create so much heat, it actually increases the temperature of the atmosphere. You heard me right. So you environmentalist wackos want hundreds of thousands of acres of trees cut down to build your solar farm that increases the heat in the atmosphere that you're trying to save. Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. If we don't have any trees, if we don't have any plants on Earth, plants breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Without oxygen, we die. If there's no plants, there's no oxygen, and we die. Is that what you want? Because that's what's going to happen if you keep cutting down trees. You know what happens too? If the CO2, that's carbon dioxide, it's not a poison there, Malbama. You wackos that are trying to outlaw CO2, that's what plants breathe. If there's no CO2, there's no plants, there's no oxygen, we die. If there's an increase of CO2 in the atmosphere that these environmentalist wackos say is a poison, guess what happens? If there's an increase of CO2 in the atmosphere, plants thrive. They breathe in the CO2. They breathe out more oxygen. The air is cleaner. Plants clean the air. Let's plant more plants. Yes, we should. Mm-hmm. Here's a newsflash for ya. It's all you Democrats, all you leftist idiots that think it's okay to have murderous MS-13 members in your neighborhoods. I mean, do you really want the rape and murder of women and children? Is that what you want? Because that's what you got with open borders. That's what you got with MS-13 and this Trende Aragua, or however you say it. That Venezuelan gang that's murdering people. Murdering women and children. Is that okay? Because you must think that's okay if you're stopping them from being deported. Here's a nice news flash for you. MS-13 gang member in the United States illegally was just sentenced to 11 years in prison for kidnapping and savagely torturing a federal witness with a gun, a hammer, and a machete inside of a Nashville laundromat. These are the heroes of the Democrat Party. Let me make a prediction for you on the Stephen Roy Rumble. All of these people that you're glorifying that you think are so great that should not be deported, they are going to destroy your party forever. Instead of siding with American patriots like me, you're siding with murderers and rapists and drug dealers and child molesters and pedophiles. Remember California? I escaped Skankafornia in 2017. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me escape Skankafornia. Because French Laundry Gavi has destroyed the once beautiful state of my incredible, my wonderful, my amazing childhood. And you know what? Everything happens for a reason. If not for the grace of God, I would not be here today. I would not have met Dee, and I wouldn't be talking to you in this studio. Mm-hmm. So by the grace of God, go I every day. So thank God I escaped Skankafornia, because I'll tell you what, it is an S-hole. I haven't been there since February of 2023, when my daughter got married, and I don't have any desire to go back there. Now, if a radio station wanted to recruit me, it would take, for like a place like Los Angeles, probably $1 million a year, because there is no way I'm living there. I once said, yeah, if I make $1 million a year, I'll live in Malibu. Do you really think those houses in Malibu that were deliberately torched, do you think they're going to be rebuilt? I don't think so. Some survived. Imagine that, would you? Three fires miraculously started at the exact same moment. I've seen the satellite video. The fire that burned Altadena, the fire that burned Pacific Palisades, and the fire that burned Malibu started at the exact same moment. You tried to make me believe that some lightning strike hit it. No, David, that was three different space lasers. Really? I don't even want to hear the BS about chemtrails. Now, has the government ever sprayed us? Sure, I'm sure they have. When I lived in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, if they found a fruit fly in a Department of Agriculture, I don't know who did that, vector control, whoever put out those traps, if they found a fruit fly, they would spray your entire community with malathion. Yes, they would. They'd come through with helicopters and spray the entire community. Now, they would let you know beforehand so you could cover your car. If you didn't wash your car that day, it would be destroyed. The paint would be destroyed by the chemicals they sprayed. But, you know, you really have to be an idiot to believe that every contrail that every plane throws off is a chemtrail. Have you ever been on an airplane and seen a condensation trail? Because that's what it is. It's not chemicals being loaded in every airplane. I'm sorry. No, it is not. It is a condensation trail. A contrail. Chemtrail. Wow. Not everybody's trying to get you, okay? Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. Not everyone is trying to get you. Now, are there bad people out there? Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, if you want to work in a major market radio station, at a major market radio station, you probably have to know somebody, right? You have to have an agent that lobbies for you. I even thought about contacting an agent, but you're going to give, you know, 10-15% of your salary to that agent every year. Now, I guess that's okay if you're making $250,000 a year, but there you go. So there you go, MS-13 gang member sentenced to 11 years in prison for kidnapping and savagely torturing a federal witness with a gun, hammer, and machete. What a sweet guy, huh? Oh, that person should never be deported. They shouldn't even be prosecuted. They should be let back out on the street. Oh, you think they don't do that in cities like Uniorkistan? A once great city. I was there in 2007. Let me tell you something. I didn't feel unsafe at all. The day that I spent in Manhattan did not feel unsafe once. I even stopped people and asked them for directions because this was before GPS. And they were annoyed that I stopped them, but they gave me directions. Because, yeah, we got lost in Manhattan. Here's another news flash for you. War Secretary? Why does it say that? Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reveals USAID and the CIA were involved in impeaching Donald Trump. This is a major discovery. Both agencies need to be shut down forever. Well, they definitely need to be revamped. The CIA was never meant for internal anything. That's for foreign engagement. The FBI is what's supposed to be doing the job here. Just notice my mustache is out of place. All right. Here's a news flash from Kash Patel, our FBI director. Speaking of the FBI, this morning I can report the FBI arrested another suspect on charges related to attacking Tesla facilities. This individual, we believe, set fire to multiple Tesla vehicles at a dealership in Kansas City on March 17th. This is our second Tesla-related arrest this week. As our FBI teams continue our aggressive work to crack down on domestic terrorism cases like this one, AG Pam Bondi has given us the support to pursue these cases, and we are acting accordingly. Our FBI Kansas City and FBI Boston teams both supported this effort, working with ATF partners and the Kansas City PD. Brilliant job by all. Awesome news there, Cash. It's great. Gary Mathis posted this. Says, Lord, if I'm ever ungrateful, forgive me. Can you see that picture? That's a little boy drinking out of a mud puddle. I am grateful every day that I have on this earth, and I thank God for every day I walk this earth. By the grace of God go I. I thank God every day. I thank Jesus Christ for sending me my beautiful wife, Dee. I'm thankful for my children. Thank you for my children. I pray that my children find the peace and joy I have because of Jesus Christ. Tonight, Dee and I are going to our church to worship. And tomorrow we go to my stepdaughter, and that's Dee's daughter, and my son-in-law's church. And looking forward to that too. And then we'll have a wonderful meal with our family. Spending family time together is awesome. So hopefully you spent Easter with the ones you love. I want you to have a happy Easter. Yes, I do. Sassafras says, no regrets, not a single regret voting for President Trump 3 times. You? And it says, to all those who voted red, how many of you regret your vote now, voting for Cackling Cammy? And I said, we dodged a bullet. Imagine life under Cackling Cammy now. You can bet Browns Willie is still super proud. If you don't know who that is, why don't you research the relationship of Willie Brown and Cackling Cammy, because that's how she got into politics. Okay, I'm not going to say anything more about that. Hey, you have a happy Easter. Yes, now you have to. All right, that's it for the rumble. Let's continue on with the podcast. I've got some great music queued up for you, and I will queue up more. You know, when I first came to West Texas, I hadn't been to church in 17 years. And then when I met Dee, a few years after I got here, we went to church together. And it was absolutely wonderful. And you know what the pastor preached on? He's the same God. He's the same God today, tomorrow, 1,000 years from now, 1,000 years ago. He is the same God. So that's what I'll play first for you from Elevation Worship. You have a happy Easter. That's going to do it for me today. Yeah, have a happy Easter. Yes, now you have to. XP sucks!
endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same.
Power now.
the same, he's the same. Oh,
XB sucks!
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me
you don't waste the wounds you use them for. His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Children, and their children, may His presence go before. just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. The name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. that all.